And in San Bernardino, we're learning more today about Enrique Marquez, the friend of shooter Syed Farouk, who bought the two AR-15 rifles that Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik used in the attack. Marquez was arrested and charged yesterday on multiple counts, including providing material support for terrorism. Matt Gillum is a reporter with KVCR in San Bernardino. He joins us. And Matt, let's start with these charges. What exactly is Marquez charged with?
Well, he's been charged with three separate things, the most serious of which is pretty much conspiring with Farouk to commit crimes of terrorism. That stems from a plot in 2011 and 2012. Then he's also charged with making false statements in regards to purchasing firearms, and finally, visa fraud for what is allegedly a sham marriage.
Well, and we've got to go through all of those. Let's start with that plot. Tell us about that plot. This involved shooting people on a highway.
Yeah, this plot is pretty much the most terrifying thing to come out of these charges, is that him and Farouk were planning to do some sort of mass shooting or bombing at Riverside City College. In the affidavit, they actually specify, or rather Marquez lays out the plan, saying they wanted to do the most damage they could. So they were planning to attack around the cafeteria and the library areas, high traffic parts of the campus. And then the other plot involved was this bombing of a highway, the 91 freeway. It is notoriously congested through the area. And they were going to basically set up on a hillside in this area where there were no on-ramps or off-ramps, and were going to be lobbing pipe bombs onto the roadway and just wreaking havoc. It's really frightening when you think about it.
The second thing you mentioned in the charges is the fact that he bought guns for Malik and Farouk. Tell us more about that.
Well, he bought the guns back in 2011 and 12, and this was for that attack on the city college and the freeway. Farouk sort of instigated it, pushing Marquez to do it. He said that it would be best if Marquez bought it because he appeared Caucasian, whereas Farouk looked Middle Eastern. And so it would raise fewer eyebrows if Marquez was the one making the purchase, which is, you know, basically being a straw man buyer, which is prohibited by law.
The third charge that you mentioned, this is really fascinating, is this sham marriage. He was married to the sister of Farouk's brother's wife.
Yeah, follow that chain.
Huh.
This sham marriage is sort of just a very intriguing part of this whole thing. He was allegedly paid $200 a month by this woman to be her husband, and in the 30-some page affidavit, it does say that she, Marquez's wife, was living with her boyfriend, also the father of her child, in a nearby city. So there is some evidence in the affidavit or statements made, rather, that show that they were sort of corroborating their stories via text, but that pretty much nobody, he didn't talk about this marriage. He admitted to some people that he was in a sham marriage. So this is just a very sort of curious, out of left field part of this story.
And we know all of this because Marquez has been talking to authorities. In fact, he's the one who came to them after the shooting.
Yet Marquez has done himself no favors. He went to the FBI after the shooting and was investigated by them, or rather interviewed by them, for 10 days straight. And during these marathon questioning sessions, he daily, in writing, waived his right to counsel. So, I mean, he gave it all to them willingly.
What do we know more about how these two got to know each other, how Marquez and Farouk got to know each other in the first place?
They were childhood friends. They went to high school together in Riverside, and they both had this hobby of working on sort of old beater cars. And pretty much Marquez would just hang out over at Farouk's house. They were neighbors in Riverside, and just, you know, do some car stuff. They just became friends, basically. And then it seems as if Farouk sort of led him down the path of radicalization, introducing him to radical Islam.
Is there any sense that this investigation is going to get even bigger, that there were more people involved in the San Bernardino shootings?
Well, it should be made clear that Marquez alleges that he had no knowledge of the San Bernardino attack. And FBI investigators have said that, I mean, this is something of a global investigation looking into Malik's past in Pakistan, her ties to Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, they are using global resources on this, but in terms of people here in Southern California, at the moment, it would seem as if Marquez is the only person here directly linked to all of this.
And when is he back in court?
He is next going to be back in court on Monday for a very brief hearing, but the actual preliminary hearing in the case is set for January 4th.
And he has pled how in this case so far?
No plea. He was in court. He was in federal court on Thursday afternoon, and it was a very brief appearance, only 6 minutes. No plea was entered, but he was given a court-appointed lawyer.
That's Matt Gillum of KVCR in San Bernardino, California, covering the incredible details coming out of the investigation there. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.